we're actually pretty flush in what we're doing right now, so that's a good thing. Glad to have that problem.
Yeah. And Buffa.
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from Strange Fruit,
and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I never knew my parents. The only thing I ever knew was Prescott, a special school for orphans.
Back of the line, Grandma.
Move!
That had some unique ideas about education.
Meet Victoria Knox, American arms dealer. Catch her, Agent 83, and bring her in.
It wasn't until I was put in the field that I saw what I was missing.
Missing someone?
83.
Come in if you hear me.
Give us a sign you're down there.
This was my way out.
Hi, I'm Megan.
No, don't touch me till I've seen your papers.
Elizabeth.
Mission High School was a go.
I take it this is your first assembly?
Isn't this awesome?
Not usually.
Foreign exchange student is Megan Walsh.
No!
I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Hey, did you say Regina?
Megan, couldn't help noticing you're into Cash, huh?
Hey.
Cash loves school spirit.
Mascots.
All my high school research suggests that they're awkward loners.
Who are you?
I just wanted to hold the mascot rant. It's tradition.
Regina!
What's going on?
85,000 views.
I'm viral?
Cuffer. Agent 83.
How did you find me?
YouTube. Knox escaped and she left a really nice death threat. And when Knox finds out where you are, she will destroy you.
She better bring fire. She better bring thunder. And she better bring hell. Tell her to bring it before 10:30. I've got a curfew.
You and I actually do have a lot in common.
Oh, except I'm not a psycho bitch.
Give it some time.
Prescott, don't cry. Why is she crying?
Maybe she watched The Notebook one too many times. Adolescence is a very volatile time for a young woman.
He so gets me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the movie Barely Lethal. And we'll let Jonathan take it away.
Woohoo! Okay. Megan Walsh has been training to be an international assassin for Hardman. However, while she is on a mission, she notices how other teenagers her age seem to be having fun and enjoying their lives. Desiring a normal life, she bails out of a mission and enrolls in a student exchange program. While in the process of being adopted by a foster family, she soon becomes a part of the high school and is subjected to the pressures and life of being in its environment. Megan Walsh was played by Haley Steinfeld. Sophie Turner played Heather. Victoria Knox was played by Jessica Alva. Dove Cameron played Liz Larson. Rachel Harris played Mrs. Larson. Jason Drucker played Parker Larson. And Gabriel Basso played Gooch. Oh, and the head Hardman was played by Samuel L. Jackson.
And if I remember right, the director was Kyle Newman.
Yes. Kyle Newman. The writer was John D. Archer.
This is one where it's just a movie to zone out and just say, it's a movie, give it up, and just put your brain on hold for an hour and a half and have fun.
To be honest, it was like that. It was just kind of relaxing to actually not have to sit down, write out notes, analyze a film. It was just like, it was a film to have fun.
Yep. Straightforward film.
From the opening credits of classes in the Assassin School for Girl.
Yep. And we've talked about the Kingsman, how it was kind of a more hyper-violent comedic slant on James Bond, where this one's just a pure, I would say probably bubblegum pop slant on the spy genre.
Right. So yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Spy slant on the bubblegum pop genre.
Could work either way.
But this is one where the lead actor, I did not really know, the one that played Megan. I don't know if I've seen her other stuff. But Jessica Alba, everybody knows.
Jessica Alba, Samuel Jackson,
everybody knows.
Everybody knows him. And, you know, if you're a big Disney watcher, you know who Dove Cameron is.
And if you're a Game of Thrones watcher you know who Heather, I believe, the redhead?
Yes.
Agent?
Yeah.
The evil.
Heather's the one then.
Right.
She's Sophie Turner. I don't keep track of names very well.
That's all right.
Anyway.
She's the redhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is one where it's, if I remember right, it was PG-13. So it's one that, you know, parents might want to screen it for the younger ones. But it's not that bad.
It's not.
Talking about drugs. Drinking.
Yeah. Underage drinking.
And then
some sexual type jokes as well.
Right.
To a degree. But not over the top.
I mean, it's not over. It's not overly done. No.
Someone gets stabbed with a corn dog.
A corn dog's dick.
It happens, people.
It happens. Come on.
It blows in two.
Logan and I occasionally enjoy a corn dog and stepping each other in the legs. It's okay.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we, like, the other day we went to OKC. I said, Logan, I feel like a corn dog.
And then I start trying to murder you with a, what are they? Teriyaki chicken.
Teriyaki chickens. But no, so, this is one, like I said, it's School of Assassins. She finds a way to break free, so she, like Jonathan says, she fakes her own death to a degree. And then, of course, the hunt is on, where the bad agent, who she was after to begin with, comes looking for her.
Right.
This high school hijinks are happening all around.
Yeah.
And there's the ugly duckling type syndrome, I guess.
Yeah.
And I mean, her results on the first day of school did not match up to what she had on
her profile
of a teenage girl.
Right.
True.
She is so used to
much more up to date going by what she was.
Right.
I would think she would have been. Yeah.
That's kind
of
off.
You know, one of the things was she was so used to missions and whatever she saw on missions, you know, a lot of the stuff that she was doing was from stuff that she was watching on missions. But, like, one of the cool things about this movie was that, you know, like any normal mission, she was seeing it as a mission. She had her mission board, and this is what's going to happen, and this is how this is going to happen. This is what I expect to happen. And, you know, it's just kind of cool. And then, you know, towards the end, it was in the middle of the movie that she soon realized, this is not how this is, and she ends up tearing up her mission board.
This plan is useless.
Right, and that's that part, but I think what Logan was talking about was, like, her styles and stuff. She was looking at new magazines. You would think she would have, I mean, she looked like she was from the 80s,
90s.
Where
that
was
an information fail.
Really? So I don't know what happened there, but it just kind of led to that, you know, fish out of water type story, I guess, to try to do that visually as well as just the story along its own path. But then I love this. She's a exchange student, and all these are like, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Canada. Canada.
Yeah. And it's not just Canada. It's Regina. Canada. Yep. And, like, they make a joke out of that.
Oh, yes. So. And everybody should know why. But, yeah, that was pretty fun. And the family, the host family that she is with, probably the little brother steals the show.
Oh, yes, he does.
When he's in the scenes.
Like, when he's in the scenes.
A few of the sisters' scenes are fairly good, too.
Right.
Yeah,
but the little brother, I think he was put in there for a little bit. I mean, they tried to make it an action flick, but they also tried to put, like, a little comedic.
Oh, it was all comedic to me.
Yeah.
sorry.
Just the way that they tried to do it, you know, action, and it turned out more comedic.
They had action, too, is the thing.
They didn't
focus on it, though.
That little boy was the focal point of the the comedy for me.
That was just a side note.
Well, for Jonathan, it wasn't, though. That's what I said. Interpretation. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I think it's called a brick joke. Not sure.
A what?
Brick joke. I think that might be what that's identified as, but I am not entirely clear on the
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It might be a running joke instead. The little boy, the actions with him, it's either called a brick joke or a running joke, I'm pretty sure. Not sure exactly which or if I'm getting it.
I see running joke maybe a little bit more than brick. I've never heard of brick before, but go ahead, John.
I've talking about actually never further. Heard of either one of them, but okay.
The running joke is where you have something in the movie, it's funny, and then you go away from it.
Right.
And you come back to that, and it's the same thing, basically, funny again.
Right. Yeah.
That's okay. The little brother.
Yep.
That's kind of what John or Logan's talking about.
Uh-huh. But anyway, like, every little time that he would, you know, every time we would see him, he would have a piece of her equipment.
Yep.
And
yep.
The mom is like,
where are you?
Where are you getting this from? And he would never, and he, you know, I kind of enjoyed it because he would never rat on her.
No,
mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna give up his stash.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, that was some of the high points in the movie. Other than the, you know, coming of age type deal where she was learning, like, you know, I have this mission board that's no good to me anymore.
And the sister learned a bit that. Wait, this guy is actually a good actor, and I kind of like stabbing people.
True.
The actor was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the Disney actor, I can't remember.
Dove Cameron.
There you go. Thank you, Jonathan. But yeah, that she was good with her part. She was kind of a little bit stuck-up-ish to a degree, more serious about school life, and she kind of learned to relax a little bit when Megan came into the fold. And then of course they find out she's a secret agent and
assassin,
all that good stuff, and
she kind of likes stabbing people.
And the scenes with Samuel Jackson, it's typical Samuel Jackson. You think Nick Fury, but with a little bit softer edge, but not quite. It's almost
and
the
he's
same character
cute with the little kids. That's why you wear the suit.
Yep. They go to when he's on the phone with Megan, I think it was. They were doing a bomb squad drill.
About
say that fast,
elementary
folks.
Or younger kids? I'm not.
Oh, elementary. That's where they start off with, and you know, these little bomb suits to begin with. We're walking around and going in there, and then this little girl goes off to the side, then you hear this boom!
And she just
and smoke.
Flying.
No, she didn't. She didn't go flying. She just had a boom and smoke and stuff kind of wanders. And then she kind of wobbles back in, and he kind of gets her and is like, and that's why we wear the suit. She didn't go flying through there. She just wobbled back in.
Yeah. Anyway, Logan, I wanted to bring up a point that you were saying about the
sister.
Prescott's were boys.
School of Prescott?
Yep.
Yeah. Because the brother actually was asking Samuel if he could join. Yep. And he said, I'll think about it because we're just opening the boys' school.
Oh, I thought he said, no, just call the boys' school or just look
at anyway.
It didn't sound like he was just opening it. It sounded like it was get in contact with this other branch of our organization.
That's I can't remember it.
Anyway.
It was one of those two, but yeah, it's one that
definitely exists.
The little bro gets to go to school, even though he's not an orphan, I guess. Because I think before everybody was orphans, from what I gathered.
Well, maybe
they didn't really clarify that.
Maybe there were a few.
They didn't really.
Maybe.
No,
who knows?
They didn't really clarify that. So
I'm not even sure we got a definite status on the main character's parentage. So basically, unknown.
Yeah, they never specified if. I'm just assuming they were orphans because that's usually how the movies roll. So it's an understood fact. You don't have to always put it in there.
There's this random 10-year-old kid who's getting, look us up. You might be able to join.
True.
And apparently they have a website, if I remember correctly. Or a phone. I think it was a website.
I don't know. But I was completely wrong because I could have sworn that the henchman with Samuel and L. Jackson who kidnapped Megan. I could have sworn that was Johnny.
Maybe
that
she watched the Notebook one too many times.
I could have honestly sworn that was Johnny Knoxville, and it was not him.
Nope.
I have
it
no
wasn't.
Clue about actors. Don't worry about me. He's the one that can be.
That's why we have the character list at the beginning, so we can find out who's who. The Heather character, who's played by the actress from Game of Thrones, she plays it up. She's the snob.
Yep.
I like her in this one a little bit better than Game of Thrones. Because in Game of Thrones, she's a little bit of a wimp and not a very strong personality. Where this one, she's definitely a strong personality, but she is like the ultra evil part of the story. I mean, she's the snotty, taking it to the extreme.
I'm better than you.
Yeah. So I liked that portrayal that she did.
Yes.
Yeah, because there was also the clique of gals that were messing with her before.
Yeah, but those weren't really
a focus.
No, they weren't really a focus at the school. The girls at the school were a fairly decent part of it, but yeah, that was a clique at school where they were kind of hazing her and trying to get her off her game because she liked Cash. They liked Cash. He was the heartthrob of the school, at least for that clique.
Turned out to as be a well giant as the douchebag.
Yeah, the teacher really liked him. Cash, let's sing together. Cash, oh, you're my man. Rub me some skin. I was like, really? Really?
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny. They had fun with the movie. It's like I said at the beginning.
No, not at all. It's not like a lot of times when we watch movies, we actually pay attention to some of the details, and we like Richard's over here writing notes and
every so often. And this one was just fun. I'd watched it one time before, and it's one of those where, like I said, it's just have fun, very fun. This is one that will get lost. Because it did not come out in theaters.
No.
It was just a straight-to-DVD release. Yeah. But it is a fun film.
Yeah.
And I think most families would enjoy it.
Right. And then with some films, sometimes the previews make them or break them. Like when we're watching the previews beforehand, I was just like, oh, that movie looks cool. That movie looks cool. And that movie looks cool. I've seen that movie.
And sometimes those trailers are better than the movie themselves, but sometimes they actually pan out pretty good. So and this is one where it panned out pretty good. It was a decent show.
Yeah.
But I've seen some where the trailers were like, the trailers made the movie because the movie wasn't all that great.
Right.
But that happens not too often, but occasionally it does happen.
It follows.
But yeah, it
follows.
Apparently there are people who actually like
that. Yep, there are. There's several of my friends that I have on Facebook that love that show, too. So, hey, to each their own. If you like it, you like it. That's what it's all about. Have fun with what you like. I think most of what we discussed, it's coming-of-age movie. She, wants the popular kid. Popular kid kind of turns out to be, like John said, not the best guy in the world. So she finds out that, the one that's been the friend to her is the one she should have been with. And so, it's a typical teenage coming-of-age movie, high school movie, whatever you want to call it. But it's set around a fun premise, and it's pretty funny. I enjoyed it. And I think any library, you can place it within your collection easily. Not a problem at all. There are some major stars in it, which, it's been kind of surprising, some of these stars that have gone back and done some of the smaller films here of late. But if they enjoy the script and the director, I guess they're having fun too.
All right.
Anything else, Jonathan? This is one you wanted to watch for us.
Not that I can think of. I think we pretty much covered it, except for Gooch.
That was the actor, right?
And that was
the character's name.
The character's Gooch. Name. Gooch.
Yeah. I know, he was the actor.
No, that was not the actor. That was the boyfriend.
Which boyfriend?
The second one.
Okay, so okay.
I'm talking about Megan's boyfriend.
Was the sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm talking about Megan's boyfriend.
Okay. Now I know who you're talking about.
But we didn't really get into him towards the end, but that's all right.
We can go into him. I think the one thing that was memorable about them and what basically showed that they were supposed to be together is they enjoyed making puns.
Right.
So you're corny and they would have a piece of corn or something, all that type of stuff. So,
and then when she started falling for Cash, he kind of got pissed off and, like any typical thing. And then towards the end, like she went and stopped in front of the helicopter, stopped in, and then his dad was hilarious.
That seemed to be a fair amount with parents.
Yeah,
I know, but I mean, like,
the mother was kind of hilarious too.
Yeah, but like, yeah, the dad, like, I can't see you doing that to Logan, like.
Oh, not to that extreme, though.
Because this dad was to the extreme. Like, even when he was getting in the helicopter, where are you going? What time are you going to be home?
Be sure you wear a condom. Literally, that's pretty much what he says.
I think so. And there was the time he warned off drugs, and then... Yeah, it seems,
and then he was like, it's totally cool if you do it, but I don't want you to do it.
Yeah, he was. It seemed like he was warring out of experience.
Yep, yeah, he was doing it from experience, he was.
But, all right, yeah, we talked about Gooch. We're done.
Oh, Jonathan says we're done.
We don't even talk about the actor.
Well, you talked about
him. Was he a Disney or a Nickelodeon actor? Because he kind of looked familiar to me.
Don't know if he was or not. I'd have to look that up for sure.
He kind of looked familiar. That one where there are singers, that one, the girl writes the songs, and then there's that blonde-headed guy that sings them all.
No, that was not him.
That wasn't him?
No.
Kind of reminded me of that actor, but I don't watch Nickelodeon or Disney too often.
The singer Cash, he might have been one of
Cash. I have no clue about Cash. I was talking about the redhead.
The Gooch?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that Dove Cameron from Liv and Maddie.
Right. Okay, yeah. So he might be from something. I'm sure he's from something.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I have no clue.
Be from this.
No, I've seen him in some other places, I swear. So, but I just thought it was probably from a Nickelodeon show or Disney show, too. Mm-hmm. Before we leave off, we'd like to thank a few people for writing in to us, either through Twitter or Facebook. We've got a few things again. From City Bird Press, they sent back to us as Comic Pop Library lets Laboom do what they do. And we spotlighted Laboom on their single, What We Do, the music video that they had with their single. So we definitely appreciate City Bird Publicity for sending us a lot of the music to look at from all the independent authors, from all the independent musicians. Also from David Nero, another musician, says, thanks Richard and Comic Pop Library and Coral Young. Really appreciate the piece. And that's another one where we reviewed one of his singles. And another one from a musician, a band called Morgan's Road, says, thank you all so much. We are so touched. We are thrilled you all enjoyed it. So to everybody, Morgan's Road, David Nero, and City Bird Press, we appreciate the getting back in touch with us, and we appreciate everything you do for us and the support you give to Comic Pop Library. If anybody out there is wanting to get in touch with us, you can go to Facebook or Twitter, look up Comic Pop Library. You can find us there, pretty much one word. And then also we have our email, which is admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Send us anything that direction as well. When we get stuff, we usually try to read it on the recordings that we do here for the podcast, to say thank you to everybody again. And anybody that's out there, if you're on iTunes, you know, subscribe to us on iTunes, tell your friends about us, and give us some good reviews so we can climb up in the stats. Make sure you visit the pages. We have fun there throughout the week. Sometimes we go silent for a while, but I usually try to put up a couple of posts that I think are kind of relevant. And we definitely like, we have the music posts that we put up usually a couple a day whenever we can. But we appreciate all the support that everybody has been giving us. We've been looking at Barely Lethal, and that is a play on probably Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
And I assume Barely Legal, the term where most people pretty much realize that you're barely legal, which could get some people in trouble.
Yes, sir.
But you have Barely Lethal. It's a fun, just popcorn movie. That's what we're all about here, is having fun. We've enjoyed discussing it. We hope everybody out there has been enjoying listening to us and having fun. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
I can see it all so clear. Believe me, I really had something to say, but now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.